The Astonishing Glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. 0-3. Child and the Champa Bananas. In the area of Shantipur, West Bengal, there is a very special short, fat banana called Champa, which is very tasty indeed. One day, Jagat Mata Sri Sita Devi set aside some of these Champa bananas to offer to Nimai later. When Mother Sita was out for a Ganga snan, her child Krishna Mishra felt hungry and wanted to eat those special Champa bananas. However, knowing that they were meant for Nimai Gaur, the child Krishna Mishra thought, "Ma has kept these bananas to offer to Gaur. If I eat them, it will be an offense. But if I offer them and then eat them, then there will be no fault because it will be Gauranga's prasad." Then, chanting Om Gauraya Namah, that smart child offered the bananas and blissfully ate the Gauranga prasad. When Sita Ma discovered that the Champa bananas were missing, she asked her eldest son, Achyutananda, if he had eaten them. "No, of course not," said Achyutananda. "I still remember the time before when you spanked me when I drank some milk that you set aside for Nimai Gaur." And later, this spanking and these slaps on Achyutananda's body were visible on Gaur's body. Just see the oneness in heart and everything with Bhagavan Sri Gaur and his loving devotees like Achyutananda Mishra, the son of Sri Advaita Prabhu and Sita Devi. When Sita drilled him, Krishna Mishra replied, "Yes, mother, what's wrong? I did eat those bananas, but only after offering them to Gaur." Then, seeing Sita Devi pick up a small stick to reprimand him, that child, Krishna Mishra, ran away to the shelter of his papa, Sri Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Acharya asked his son, "Okay, fine, you offered them first, but what mantra did you use to offer them to Gaura?" Krishna Mishra, the young child, said, "Om Gauraya Namah." Advaita Prabhu said, no, you should have used the Krishnaya mantra, Om Krishnaya Namaha." Then that very intuitive child replied, "But Papa, Krishna Nam is already within Gaur Nam." Pleased with his intelligent reply, Advaita Prabhu kissed the forehead of his son, Krishna Mishra, over and again. Later, when Sita Devi called her sons, Achyutananda, Krishna Mishra, and Nimai Gaur to come in the house and take some fruit prasadam, at that time, Gaura said, "Oh, Ma, Sita Devi, and while I was resting, someone offered me some Champa bananas. So really, I am full." Suddenly, that child Gaura belched, and everyone became astonished to smell the fragrance of Champa bananas. Observing this loving reciprocation with all his devotees, Sri Advaita thought, "Oh, how fortunate I am to have a son like Krishna Mishra. The whole world will be sanctified by his conduct." Thus ends the story of Child and the Champa Bananas. Sri Advaita Prabhu Ki. Jai.